Well, good evening, everyone. This is Cheryl Lee Davis, Vice President of Women's Connection, and this is the first day of prayer call for April 2017. Actually, we're at April 3rd. So sometimes that happens where the day is not exactly on the day that we normally meet, so we just push it off a few days. And tonight I am so excited to introduce to you once again Shirley Voorhees. She is on staff here at Stonecroft and is going to be sharing our devotion. And for those that maybe don't know her, she's actually been on staff since last June of 2016 and is encouraged by her adult children and grandchildren and also enjoys taking adventures. On her recent birthday, she did that skydiving. What was it called?
Indoor skydiving.
So she's a lot of fun and she loves the Lord. And so thank you for sharing with us, Shirley.
Good evening, ladies. When Cheryl asked me to share this time with you today, I immediately began to think about all of the things that I might be able to speak about, and of course there were many. But what I want to share with you is something that God has been teaching me personally recently, and that is, what does worship and praise have to do with our troubles? I don't know about you, but I'm often taken by surprise when trouble comes or when problems crop up unexpectedly. And I'm not really sure why that is, because I know that the scripture clearly teaches in John 16:33 that in this world we will have trouble. It doesn't say that maybe we will or even probably. What it says is that we will. And our experiences bear that out. But even knowing that, most of the time, I'm caught off guard by it. I'm a longtime believer, so I wish I could tell you that when trouble does come my way, I have a sanctified and godly response. But that isn't always true. In fact, most of the time, a godly and faith-filled response is not my first response. Most of the time, butterflies will immediately swarm my stomach and I feel anxious and fearful. Sometimes I even feel like someone has punched me in the stomach. My mind begins to rehearse all the what ifs and whys and what can I do to fix it. And if the problem isn't within my control to fix, well, that just makes it worse. One of our daughters was recently going through a rough relationship problem, and in discussing it with me, she asked if I would pray with her about it because she was fairly certain that fear was at the root of a lot of the problems. As I took it to the Lord, I was asking him to help me understand, or help her understand where the fear was coming from, and to help her deal with it appropriately and in faith. I even remember saying in my prayer that fear and faith can't occupy the same space. In that moment, God pulled back the curtain of my mind and revealed that I was having the same issue, fear. I was fearful for my daughter. And of course, my mind began to start on the what if. What if the situation didn't get worked out? What would that mean for her and for the others that were involved? And then I had another revelation. My prayer wasn't coming from a place of faith at all. It was coming out of fear. As I was struggling with all of that, I heard a song on the Christian radio station that's a new release from the group Mercy Me. Maybe you've heard it. It's called Even If. The words of the chorus say, I know you're able and I know you can save through the fire with your mighty hand. But even if you don't, my hope is you alone. I knew that God was speaking to me through that song, and I just have to tell you, I didn't want to say, even if you don't. I wanted God to fix the problem the way I wanted it fixed, and I was anxious that he might not. He was asking me through that song if I would still trust him, even if he didn't. To be honest, I struggled with that for a couple of days until I was finally able to release my fear and trust him. I had to repent and ask God to help me with that, even as he was helping our daughter. You know, God is so faithful. He has continued to teach me through all of this. And that brings me to the heart of what I want us to focus on for just a couple of minutes before we go to prayer. A couple of Sundays later, our pastor preached a powerful message about the importance of worship and praise that really impacted my heart, and especially as it pertained to this whole situation that I've been talking about. He said that when we enter into worship, and I think you probably know that I don't mean a Sunday service. We call it worship, but he was talking about something different. He was talking about worshiping and praising God verbally and out loud for who he is and for all that he's done. And he said that when we do that, it changes the atmosphere. Our worship and our praise elevates God above our problems. Psalm 22:3 says that he is enthroned upon the praises of his people. Praise puts God in his rightful place. It also elevates our focus. It shifts our perspective upward. See, when we're so focused on the problem, we can't even see a solution or the God who wants to give us one. Worship and praise also produces peace in us and stirs up our faith so that we're able to see that he is able to do over and above anything that we could ever imagine or ask of him. It reminds us of who we are as children of the King. It also reminds us of our authority, our victory, and our power over the enemy of our souls. Praise does not erase our problems. I really wish it did. But it certainly does change our perspective, and it allows us to move beyond fear to faith in the ability of our awesome God, the one who loves us with a love so great that he will even allow us to go through difficulties in order that we might learn in an ever-deepening way to trust his character and his heart. You know, often our emotions and thought patterns reveal our spiritual condition. And I just want to challenge you today, as I'm still being challenged, to become more and more aware of what's going on in your head and your heart. Are you walking in fear or in faith? Are you praying from fear or from a position of faith? As we go to prayer this evening, let's let praise elevate our focus and lift God up to his rightful place as King above all other kings, and also above our troubles.
Amen. Will you start us just with a prayer, Shirley, mm-hmm. and then we'll get going.
Father, we're so grateful that you are a God who loves us with a love that's far beyond what we can comprehend. We're grateful, Lord, that you are patient with us. And when we have moments of fear and doubt, you can turn our hearts around. You can use a song. You can use a word from someone else. You can use your word to cause us to realize that you are a God in whom we can place our trust because you do love us. So, Lord, I pray that as we just focus tonight, we just want to thank you for who you are, and thank you that you're a God that's bigger than any problem we ever face, and that we can trust in you, trust your heart, trust your character to watch over us and to do what's best for us. And we thank you for that this evening, in Jesus' name.
Let's start our prayer time today doing just that, what you said, which was, let's give praise to the Lord, and let's focus on his character. Let's enthrone him, as that scripture you gave us, that wonderful example in scripture. And let's just give God praise for who he is. And as a reminder, you need to push *2 to unmute yourself for the prayer time. And I'll get us started. Father, we do just pause and posture ourselves before you with praises and with thanksgiving and with adoration for who you are. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are Jehovah Nisi, our banner. Jehovah Tsidkenu, our healer. You are El Roy, the God who sees us. And Lord, we just lift you up and say back to you exactly who you are. And we praise you for it.
Jesus, you are the Good Shepherd. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You're the Holy God. You're the Prince of Peace. You're the Lamb. You are our holy. You are the sacrifice that set us free. You are the root and offspring of David, and you are eternal God.
I praise you, Lord, because of your faithfulness. I thank you for giving us the greatest gift of Jesus, for dying for us, as you were not in that grave for more than 3 days, and as you rose, Father, we thank you for the victory that we have because of the resurrection and that we can have a personal relationship with you. Thank you for that blessing.
Yes, Lord, we do just praise you. And thank you that we have this time to honor and glorify you. Thank you that you are the door, the Good Shepherd, the Mighty God, the Prince of Peace, the Everlasting Father.
And Lord, we're so thankful for the perspective you give us when we start with praise, and we put our praise of you above those things that are surrounding us right now. And God, we're so thankful we can now bring to you those things that are on our hearts, those troubles, the people we know, situations that need your attention, because you ask us to do that. And so we do that now. And just take a few minutes, each of you, and just pray about, it can be personal even right now, just to think about what Shirley shared, and now just take those troubles right to God and just pray and give them to him, and we'll join you in praying for your needs.
Father, I pray for my husband, David, who his memory has not been as good as it has been in the past, and I don't know what the future holds, so I just pray that you will have this complete situation in your hands, lead and guide us both as we go forward in this area.
Father, I pray for our family that is so divided, for grandchildren and their disappointing their parents and not being able to come to a way to work through their disagreements, Father. And I just pray for healing. I pray, Father, for you to bring our family back together. And I just pray for that miracle.
Lord, I just pray for family and friends who may not know you. Lord, I especially pray for my niece whose husband just passed away because of injuries in Iraq even 10 years ago, Lord, and all those years of struggle. Oh, God, I pray that you'll please just wrap your arms around Amy and the girls, those two little girls, Lord, just 10 years old and 6 years old. And I ask that you will encourage them. Please give them your peace and your joy.
Father, I thank you that your word says that when we are weak, you are strong. And I just pray that in my daughter Shelley's weakness, as she is exhausted emotionally, physically, in every way, from taking care of her dying sister-in-law, Lord, I just pray that you would be her strength, that she would lean into you and find you there, holding her up and walking with her through this valley.
Father, I would pray for Jill McGann and the loss of her husband, that you would just help her through this difficult time. And I know that, Father, we do rejoice that he is with you and he is no longer suffering here. We just thank you for the hope of heaven. I thank you for Jill and just pray your blessing would just surround her with your love and comfort. And we just give you praise for that.
We just thank you, Lord, that you heard each one of these prayers and these confessions, really, of faith, Lord. Faith that you are a God who cares. Faith that you are a God who comes alongside and comforts us. Faith that you have not abandoned and that you are the God who just is the lover of our soul. And so we just thank you that you're going to move in and through each of these family situations that's been mentioned just even this evening. And we want to move now from praying for some of those around us that maybe know you or we've experienced this trouble. I want to move us toward praying for people that we know who don't know the Lord. And if you want to just say their first name, that's fine. Or if you want to pray a scripture, that would be fine too. Any way you want to do that, and I'll get us started. Lord, I'm just so thankful that your word says that you demonstrated your love, that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. And I think about the list of people that you've placed in my mind of co-workers from a previous banking organization. And I lift up these precious ones to you and ask, God, that you would continue to pursue them without any reservation. May I say, Lord, let their hearts be opened wide to you. I pray, God, for the list that you gave me for some pretty influential people, Hollywood and other places, Lord. I lift them to you again, Rosie and Katie and Elizabeth and Lindsay and Jimmy and Madonna and Oprah. And I pray, God, that you would do a shift in their life that would turn their hearts from being focused on themselves to being focused on you, God. And may it be so evident that it is the one and true and only wise God who pulled them out of darkness and thrust them into light. And so that is my prayer, Lord, that they would know that love that you demonstrated for each one of us.
Lord, I thank you that we can trust in you with all of our hearts and lean not on our own understanding. It's so easy, Lord, to lean on my own understanding. And Lord, I specifically pray for my brothers. I don't know where they stand with you, Lord. I pray for Billy, Michael, Danny, and Bruce. Lord, I'm positive that Danny knows you. The three, I'm not positive, Lord. I pray that you will touch their hearts. And I pray, Lord, that if they don't know you as their very own Lord and Savior, that you will have them open their heart to you.
Lord, I pray for Elizabeth, who's just started coming to our outreach meeting, and I just pray, Father, as she is seeking you, that you would help her to understand truth and give her an insight into that personal relationship with you, Father. I thank you for bringing her the way you did in such a miraculous way to our group, just through meeting in a store and someone handed her an invitation. Thank you, Father, for that. I pray for Deb, who worships the universe, and I just pray for you to help her through the difficult time of caring for her mother who's got dementia, and she has no hope. She has no understanding of your power, so I pray for Deb to come to know you and know the power of my Savior. I pray also for Fern, Father. I know she has the Jewish birth, but Father, I don't know that she knows you. So I would pray for Fern this Easter to come to know you. And I just pray for her to understand salvation and the gift that you came here to this earth and died on the cross for her. And I just praise you, Lord, for how you will do it in Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, I stand in agreement with my sisters in Christ, knowing where two on earth are gathered in your name, you are present in their midst. And when two on earth agree touching anything, it will be done for them by their Father in heaven. Moreover, Lord, it is your scripture says, it is not your will that any should perish, but that all should come to know you. And we receive not because we ask not. So we are asking for these people and also for the ones in our, yes, for the others that are in our hearts, for my sister, and for her husband, and for my cousins, and some of my uncles and aunts. And we know that you are able to communicate with your creations. So we thank you, Lord, for we're not going to tell you how to do your job, but move sovereignly and powerfully behind the scenes even now to call them out of darkness into your kingdom of marvelous light, because we know you hear us when we say this. And if you hear us, we will have what we've asked. God, you're not a man that you should lie. If you say that we ask and we receive, then that means you're going to do it. So we thank you in advance for what you're going to do, and I praise you, and I thank you for all that we know here on this call, who we've asked for, who we have seen come to Christ. So we thank you, and we thank you for what you've done. We thank you for what you're doing, and we thank you for what you're going to do, and we look forward to praising you for this. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
It's always good use of our time to pray. And to pray for those who don't know the Lord. So amen to that. We're going to shift now and begin to pray a little more specifically for Stonecroft. I don't know if many of you know this, but April 1st is the first day of our fiscal year. So we're actually starting a brand new year. So, you know, we know God does new things in new years. So we're trusting him to do some wonderful things. And for Women's Connection specifically, We have many, 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 many goals. And so we're going to take those to the Lord. And I'm going to mention a few of them to you now. And then if you would just pray as you feel led, so maybe one of these goals stands out to you and you want to just lift it up. We want to see more unsaved women come to our groups. That's why our Christian Women's Club groups exist. And so we want to see that number go up. And we're trusting God for over 25,000 women come to the groups. And I would like to see the majority of them be women that don't know the Lord, because we want to see them have the chance and the opportunity to receive Jesus. And then we want to see more Christian women coming to our groups, because we want to see the Christian women engaged in evangelism. We just believe God has a purpose and a place for us as his daughters to share about who Jesus is with our friends and our coworkers. And so we're asking God to increase the number of Christian women that come to Christian Women's Club. And then finally, we're also praying that every outreach group, every Stonecroft Christian Women's Club, would have at least one Stonecroft Bible study offered for every 30 women in attendance. And that's really easy to do. That's very conservative. But so if your group has 100 people, then we want you to have 3 Bible studies going at all times to give opportunities for women to connect in a more relational and intimate way around God's Word and to discover who He is. So those are the 3 main goals. We have other goals related to our speaker ministry and wanting to see that enhanced. We want to see some videos developed this year, so we need lots of prayer covering for that. And so if you would just take these 3, and if something else comes to your mind, we just want to now pray over Women's Connection and what God has for us for this new year.
Father, as Cheryl was talking just now and said Women's Connection, it's just struck a chord in me that's what we're praying for, that more and more women will become connected with each other, but more importantly, connected with you. Lord, that's what we're all about. And so I just pray that you would pour out in abundance, over and above what we could even think to ask, connections this year with more women who don't know you, who we can, whose lives we can invest in and share life with them, so that they begin to know and understand who you are, and they have a thirst and a hunger to know you. And we just do pray for more connections with Christian women who will come alongside to help, who would be willing to be on planning teams, and that we can begin to mentor, to take our place when we're no longer here. And we're just grateful, Lord, that your work doesn't stop, that it continues on, and that until that final day when you say all is done. And so we just thank you in advance for all the connections that you're going to give us individually and as a ministry. And we thank you for that.
Yes, Lord, and that makes me think about just women who are very lonely and who so long for that friendship and connection. And so I just pray, God, that you would bring lonely women into our lives so that we could be part of your solution for their loneliness, that they would meet Jesus, but that they would also find friendship. And so we just open our arms, Lord, and say, you know, whoever you want to bring across our path, may we be faithful to welcome them and invite them and encourage them and be genuinely their friend. So help us in that process too, Lord.
Lord, I would pray that you would guide us to younger women. I pray, Father, that as we consider those that we invite, that we make our meetings so fun that even young women would enjoy the topics that we're going to have. And we just pray, Father, for those who are our children's age and even our grandchildren, Father. We need to be able to relate to them and help our groups to be able to make them feel comfortable. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity to keep our ministry going through passing it along and mentoring these young women. So we just pray a blessing over our leadership and give them insight and creativity. And we thank you in Jesus' name.
Dear Lord, I just thank you so much for these goals. I thank you for the ministry of Stonecroft. I thank you for Cheryl and Shirley, for Lorraine, each one, Lord, in the positions. Lord God, for the field staff, for the volunteers, for the home office staff. Oh God, we just thank you. We praise you. We just give you all the glory. And Lord, I pray that we will be able to easily have one Stonecroft Bible study for every 30 attending the outreach meetings. Oh God, I just thank you. I thank you for each and every one of the studies. And Lord, even as we're studying discernment, Ruth, right now, and even though I've studied it before, Lord, it just seems like the words just come alive and they're brand new. And I just thank you for that, Lord. I thank you for the ladies in the study. I thank you for the opportunities, Lord. And I just pray that it will be the ripple effect and that we won't get stuck in just having the same people over and over, but we'll be so excited to multiply. And we just thank you ahead of time for all the many who will come to know you as their very own Lord and Savior because of the Bible studies.
Father, I ask for specific strategies and plans because I echo the desires of these women's hearts that we should draw younger women and make it fun and that they'll want to come. And we'll fill that pipeline with just a lot of new people that we're going to be connected with. But Lord, we don't know how to do that, but we know that you know all things. So we're humbling ourselves under your mighty mm-hmm. hand. We're asking for specific strategies, effective strategies. Show us who to talk to. Show us what to do, where to do it, how to do it. Provide the good weather and the good musicians and the good fun activities. And if women have kids, provide the fun stuff for the kids, and if they have kids, provide the babysitters in their neighborhoods and families that will you know, take care of their kids so they can have a break and just hang out with adults and build those friendships just like before they had kids, so they can feel that anchor and that security and that fellowship and that network. So, Lord, you know where these places are. You know who we're supposed to ask. Just I ask you go in advance to prepare their hearts to say yes to us. And show us, give us the calendar and give us the activities. And Lord, we'll do it. But we need your grace to do it. And I say we'll do it by the grace of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Mm.
Yes, and now we want to take a few minutes and just pray for our newly developing hubs. And I'm going to just take a minute to explain that in case you're not super clear on that, and of course we continue to try to write about it and explain it. But as the ministry vision continues, we have discovered that the best way for us to reach a community is to really know that community and to gather women together in the community who would come together for encouragement and training and kind of brainstorming on how to reach their city for Christ. And they become like a hub, like the hub of a wheel. And then from that hub are spokes, which would be like all the different ministry offerings, like prayer connections and women's connection meetings and our events and Stonecroft Bible studies and conversations and military and detox. But there would be this community of women in the center that would be a training and an encouragement base for all of these women to reach their city for Christ. And that's called Stonecroft Your Community or Stonecroft Hub. Well, I'm really excited because there's like 28 of these hubs that have already developed. And our divisional field directors are working diligently to invite new women to come into these groups and to really lead them. And so we want to keep them in our prayers on a regular basis, because I think they're going to surpass their goals and get lots and lots of hubs. But can you just imagine with me for a minute groupings of women all across this nation that are together for encouragement and training and maybe even strategic thought? I love the word that my friend prayed there a minute ago, to say, how are we going to reach this city for Christ? And that becomes Stonecroft, our Stonecroft hub. So I just would like us to take a few minutes and pray for these gatherings, these hubs that are going to be meeting four times a year or so. And I don't know if I did a good job explaining it, but let's just pray. We know God knows. I'll start us out. Father, we just, again, are lifting this mission to you, and you've given us this call to share the gospel, and it seems like you have now asked us to share this in a new way, with a new, almost like a new structure. And so I pray right now for the divisional field directors that are working diligently to start these hubs all across this nation. And this vision is your vision, Lord. And so I just pray for the various cities. I know Orange County is doing one. There's something in Oklahoma. I know there's many in Florida. I've heard of some in Colorado that are developing. And I'm forgetting some of the cities, Lord, but you know them all. And Lord, just let your Holy Spirit's fire sweep across this nation and really bring those women together so that they can form a camaraderie and a prayer force and a connection that will then let them think through what avenues they want to create to reach their city for Christ. We believe this is your vision, Lord, and so we pray that you would give the increase and bless each of these field directors. In fact, we're just going to pray for those women by name, Rachel in California, Michelle in Colorado, Emma in Florida, Anne in the Northeast, Susie in Texas, and Sarah in Kentucky. Did I get them all? Mm-hmm. Six, right? These six powerful women of God, only because you gave them the strength, Lord. So we pray over them and ask you to continue to give them the increase. And Father, I'm praying you would shock and amaze them, that they would just open their eyes and go, wow, God did this, that you would use this entire experience as staff members of Stonecroft and as the champions for these hubs, that they would just sit back and go, this had nothing to do with me and everything to do with God, and that it would be a faith-strengthening season in their life. So we pray you would do that in Jesus' name.
And Father, I pray for these women, these divisional field directors too, that you would cause them to be like Esther. Lord, she was raised up for such a time as this. And we believe that you put these women into strategic places. And Lord, just like Esther, she was in a lonely place. She was a believer, a Jew in a strange king's harem and in a very difficult situation. And some of these DFDs are in positions where the work is difficult and they're kind of by themselves a little bit. And so we just pray that you would, just like you came and you spoke to Esther and you gave her a strategy, we pray that you would speak to these women, that you would give them strategies for their cities, for their areas, and that, Lord, you would energize them, that you would protect them, even as you protected Esther, and that they would be very, very aware of your presence with them, leading them and guiding them, making divine appointments for them. We ask that you would go before them to prepare the way to speak to women, and that you would come behind, Father, to seal the work that's done so that the enemy cannot snatch it away. And we just pray your multiplied blessings upon them and upon the work of their hands.
Mm-hmm. Well, dear Lord, we just thank you so very much for this wonderful opportunity through the hubs and how exciting it is, Lord, just to even see the diagram and what can come of it, Lord. And we know that there is much behind the diagram, and we just thank you for that. Lord, I especially pray for Rachel, for Michelle, for Emma, Susie, Sarah. Oh, God, how I just ask that you will encourage them in a mighty way. Lord, I pray that you will put your loving arms around them and their families, Lord, as mm-hmm. I know that several, maybe all of them, Lord, are doing a lot of traveling, a lot of conversations on the phone, a lot of communication through email and texting. And, oh, God, I pray that you will lead them to the people of your choice. Lord, I pray that you will help us just to be able to give them the names of your choosing. Oh, God, we pray that mm-hmm. you will just encourage, you'll strengthen. Lord, I pray that you will, through it all, help that thousands upon thousands will come to know you as their very own Lord and Savior and grow in you. And we just thank you ahead of time.
We have a brand new Stonecroft Bible study that has come out in the last few months called Ephesians, Made Complete in Christ. And now we are already working on another one for this release this fall, or late fall. I should be careful when I say a date. This is a topical one, but it is specifically for... it is in the Stonecroft Bible Study series, and it's going to be addressing topics that we face as women, no matter what season of life we're in, and how we discover God in those places, and really how we discover our purpose. And so this is really responding to a woman who maybe feels like her purpose is gone, that she doesn't have anything to do, or no one wants her, or they don't have need of her, but God does. And so it's going to be a great study, but we do need to cover it with our prayers as we begin the writing. Jan Mathers is going to write again, and many of us participate in editing mm-hmm. and prayer. So would somebody just pray over this new study that's in right now starting to be written?
Oh, dear God, I just thank you so much for Jan. Her writing is always so spot on. Lord God, we know it comes from you. We know that she relies on you. We know that she trusts in you. And thank you, Lord, that you're using her pen to write all these wonderful studies, so that each person who goes over them, each person who studies them, just receives such a tremendous blessing, oh God, to press on through the next day, through the next minute. Lord, we thank you for this new opportunity. Lord, I thank you for this topical study. And, oh, it is such a need. It seems to be a big need, Lord God. And just as it's written, and each person who goes over it, each person who edits, each person who reads it, each person who studies this wonderful new lesson, we just thank you. We just thank you for what you're going to do and what you are doing. Lord, and we also thank you for Ephesians. Oh, just such a marvelous study, Lord, and how you help us to grow in you, and even those studying who do not know you. Lord God, I pray that you will just encourage them in a mighty way, and we just thank you.
Father, I know that this time in Jan's life is particularly busy as she cares for her mother and for her aunt. Mm-hmm. And so I pray that you would help her to maximize her time, that Lord, you would multiply her time and give her the time that she needs to write and to focus. We pray that you would give her clarity of mind and spirit and heart as she sits to write, that the words would come speedily, that they would come anointed, that, Lord, it would just, that it wouldn't be a drain on her, but it would be energizing to her, energizing to her physically, but also spiritually as she puts pen to paper. And again, we just ask that you would multiply her time and cause it to be fruitful in those moments when she has time to sit and write.
Father, this is being put together. I just pray that each one who reviews it, and Jan as she writes, they would be thinking of that woman who will be reading it, the many needs that are in her life, the promises that are in your word that she needs to understand and she needs to accept and be able to realize that you have answers for our lives. So I just pray, Father, for you to give her the right scripture. I pray, Father, for your promises to just be written so clearly that women would receive the encouragement that they need and the hope, because our hope is in you. And we thank you.
Lord, I thank you for calling Jan to this work, for establishing the work of her hands. And I pray that this will be written with courage and with joy and with love, and that that Christ will be on display in this new Bible study. I just pray that you put the cross between her and the finished product and the finished product and the people that will receive it, so that they will see you, Lord, that your love, your grace, your power, your mercy, all, you know, your attributes will come through, that it won't be watered down, that because people don't want a silly version of the gospel. They just want the truth, because that's what we hunger for, and that's what sets us free, that we will know the truth, and the truth will set us free. So I just pray that she will have courage and joy as she writes this, and that nobody, like Beth Moore says, nobody will be led in error. I love that, what she says, but that people will rejoice in finding out those treasures that are in the Word, and that they will know that that is for them, that that is a Word for them, and that they can store up in their heart, and it's part of their firm foundation and their anchor. Thank you, Jesus, for this. And in your mighty name I ask, amen.
Amen. This has been time well spent, in case you wondered. And it is always a pleasure to sit together and pray together over so many areas of the ministry, and pray for people that don't know the Lord. And so I just want to say thank you for the time that you've given, and many of you have given many years to this ministry, not just, you know, tonight, of course, but many years of prayer and service, and I just want to say thank you, and you know who you are. And I would like to remind you, as we come to a close, that next month, May 1st, we will be back again, and June 1st, we'll be back again, but July, we're going to do it a little different, and it will be July 10th, and we've moved it because the way the holiday lands, it can be confusing if we just move it, and then somebody might be on vacation because that, you know, holiday. So we're just not going to worry about the vacation, and we're just going to do it July 10th. And that is Jan Matters. That month is July. Yeah, so you can be not forgetting that day. I think we're going to have her talk about Ephesians a little bit and share. We're going to pray and share, and maybe she'll talk about the new topical. So, and I'm sorry, the people, for the next couple months, it's just escaped me, but you'll have to just watch your email. It just came out. In fact, one of them should be in the email.
Janice Price in May, yes. I believe. Janice Price.
Oh, Janice Price is May, yeah. So that means June must be Marcia. Isn't that Marcia? And then maybe
so.
There's somebody. Okay. So it's sorry, and thank you for that, Pam. So Let me just close our time with this wonderful blessing that we see in the Word that says, may the Lord bless you and keep you and be gracious to you and make his face shine on you and give you or grant you peace. So I'm going to pray that for each one of you now, and that you would have a wonderful rest of your evening and a good night's rest. And we won't forget our friend who we are praying for your situation with your husband and his memory, and just asking God's special grace to be on you mm-hmm. in these days ahead. And we just love you all, and we're going to see you again next time. We'll pray, and or in the next conference call we have, whatever comes first. God bless you, and have a good night.
Yes. And you too. We love you. Bye, everyone.
Bye, ladies.
Bye.